It's the Boo Radleys and Wake Up Boo. Cheshire's Salt 106.9. It is our last Thursday of the month, which means it's the legal hour. Nicola's with us from Thornycroft Solicitors, and we'll get straight into question two, Nicola.
Okay.
I've recently been sacked from my job where I worked for 15 years after being off sick for a couple of months. I have a disability, which my employer has always been aware of, but a new manager took over a few months ago, and she hasn't been supportive. I had a meeting a few weeks back where I suggested other types of work I could do, but the company didn't respond to this, and I've now received a letter saying they're terminating my employment due to ill health. Can they do this?
Well, you know, it sounds like this person's in an awful situation, and there isn't really a short answer to this question, because what we would need to consider is the particular grounds on which the person's employment has been terminated in more detail, and what process the employer has undertaken in reaching that decision. So, generally speaking, in these situations, we would expect the employer to have informed itself about the medical condition, which typically is through medical evidence, occupational health, or their own GP, and also to have consulted with the employee before they reach a decision which affects their employment. And as part of that consultation, the employer should consider, amongst other things, whether the employee is fit to return to work and when it might be, what reasonable adjustments can be made, and what redeployment opportunities there might be for that member of staff. And it's really only when an employer has done all of this and can't reasonably be expected to do any more that a dismissal is more likely to be considered fair in this situation. So I would say for this person, if the employer hasn't fully consulted and hasn't considered their suggestions of other work, then this person may well have claims for unfair dismissal and possibly disability discrimination. So they certainly should be taking some legal advice.
Absolutely. I mean, like, it's a very, very complicated issue, that one.
It is.
Yeah. And there are certain steps that a workplace has to go through,
of course,
before they can make that decision. So,
absolutely, yeah.
So, okay, we'll move on to the next question. I run a small business of 6 people and have seen and heard about your services for employers. I've also been told before that I need to have policies and procedures in place and some HR arrangements, but I didn't think this applied to me because my company is small. Why do I need it?
Well, it's a bit of a misconception, really, that, you know, HR and employment law doesn't really apply, or doesn't apply to the same extent as a large business if a company only employs a small handful. But really, it's all about looking after your business and those who work for you to ensure that the business is protected and then is able to manage any issues which might arise. Because we know it can be very costly, both in terms of money and reputation, if a business ends up in an employment tribunal. And I think what's important to remember is that quite often employees are a business's most valuable asset. So by having a strong HR operation in place, that ensures that the business runs consistently for everybody and also compliantly with the law, which is, you know, incredibly important, and therefore contributes to its long-term success. And having policies and procedures in place really sets the values and the ground rules as well for how the business runs, so that everybody knows what's expected of them. Because, of course, you know, how can your employees act in a particular way if they don't actually know what is expected? And that generally leads to offering a more supportive network for the staff, and in turn, you know, increasing staff retention rates. So there's long-term knock-on effects there. It's well known, really, that people tend to stay where they feel supported and valued, which is where having these values and training and support, etc., all part of HR, can help to retain the best people. It tends to be one of those situations, I think, where many businesses think that they don't tend to need any support with employment law and HR until they actually have a problem. But of course, that's just reacting to a situation. So it's going to be more costly if they wait until that point. And that need isn't really going to be in the business's control. So it's about preempting what might happen and being proactive rather than reactive. This person mentioned our services, and yes, you know, we do offer specialist bespoke HR and employment packages for businesses of all sizes, for a fixed cost, which, you know, really appeals to businesses there, and they're on short-term contracts as well. And through those, we can help the business to manage and support the HR and the employment law arrangements that it needs to have in place, for example, by giving advice and drafting and implementing policies which fit their business and how they want it to run, and drafting all of their essential employment documents. It's one of those things, you know, employment laws change all the time. So what we can help to do is ensure that your practices and documents always remain up to date and compliant. And, you know, I would say no matter how big or small a business might be, it's certainly something that they all should be considering to put in place.
Mm-hmm. We'll do more questions next.